Dear friends, God is with us, will never leave us, and grants us power, love, and a sound mind. Friends, you can't miss this broadcast today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words. Greetings to all of you, and greetings from the International Gospel Hour. Our address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. We love to hear from our listeners. Whether you write us at our physical address just mentioned, or if you go to internationalgospelhour.com and send us a message through the contact tab, or you may just want to call us at 855-444-6988. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear where you're listening to our broadcast, and we'd love to know of the things that you do with the Word of God and how you grow in your knowledge. We love to help individuals grow in their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do so by not only our broadcast here, but also offering tools and opportunities to study further. Our Jay Webb will tell you more about those in a moment. But first, we want to go back and look at 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, wherein we stand, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Dear friends, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 assures us the Word of God, the Scripture, is most relevant to all of our needs today. Now, the word relevant is defined as to bear upon or connect with the matter in hand or something that is pertinent, things that are fitting. And there is no doubt and no reservation that God's Word is relevant to us today as ever before. Those that may affirm otherwise are not looking for its divine direction or God's glory in their lives, but rather their own desire and their own glory. The problem is, they cannot save themselves no matter what decision they make on their own. We must turn unto God. In a Bible class some years ago, a question was presented, name a promise or a truth that is most relevant in your life today. Friends, the average age in that class was 20 years old, and amazing answers came forth. Among them, the assurance of heaven, hope, knowing Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. How about the great examples of Hebrews 11 in keeping the faith, the strength of endurance, and developing endurance faithfully, and how God loves us continually? Dear friends, I remember when we were putting these on the boards, I had two whiteboards, and they filled up quickly. It was amazing. Well, it's relative now, or relevant now. Let me try that again, kind friends. If it's relevant then, it's relevant now. And let us seek the Scriptures that carry us onward to perfection in Christ and look once more at eternal truths that are relevant today. But first, let's take about 30 seconds. Hear a few words from our Jay Webb.
Why not follow the International Gospel Hour on social media? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and others. Please type International Gospel Hour into the search engine, and you can like and follow our pages to keep up with the latest news and efforts of our labors. We would be honored to have you follow us on social media. And now, back to Jeff.
Here is an eternal truth that is relevant today. God is always with us and for us. Is that not what the psalmist said? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Dear friends, God is for all of us. He wants us all to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy 2 in verse 4, and 2 Peter 3 in verse 9. You see, to the child of God, when we cry unto God, He hears us. When we became a Christian following His commands of simple faith in Him, John 8:24, Hebrews 11:6, and Romans 10:17, belief and repentance that God brought forth through Christ and His teaching, Luke 13:3 and 5, that Peter answered that question, what shall we do, or what must we do to be saved, or what shall we do, when they were pricked in their heart, the first thing Peter said to get their heart right, repent or change your heart. On Mars Hill in Acts 17, how Paul said the times of this ignorance God winked at but now commands men everywhere to repent, Acts 17:30 and 31. The confession of Christ as He commanded in Matthew 10:32. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans 10, verse 10, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2:11. Yes, dear friends, we must confess Christ, and we must be baptized into Christ. It's what Jesus commanded in Mark 16:16, baptism into Christ, Romans 6:3 through 6, and Galatians 3:26 and 27. When Paul did so, his sins would be washed away, Acts 22:16. You see, then we walk faithful to our Lord, Revelation 2:10. And when we walk faithful for Him, when we cry unto Him, then will our enemies turn back. God is for us. The assurance that He hears and answers, 1 Peter 3:12. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, His ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. The assurance that the Christian, walking in the light as He is in the light, having that fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, continually cleansing from all sin, 1 John 1, verse 7 and following. We are able to confess our sins, knowing He is faithful and just to forgive us as Christians, 1 John 1, 9. We have that advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He pleads on our behalf, 1 John 2, 1 and 2. To God be the glory. Yes, He is for us. He is for the Christian. Now that's an eternal truth that is still relevant. Here's a second one. It's from Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Second eternal truth, God will never leave us nor forsake us. That's building off of God is always with us and for us. I love the translation of the English Standard Version here that begins, keep your life free from the love of money. That puts money in the right perspective. Money that is to be used to allow God to provide for us and how He allows us to earn our living, 1 Timothy 5:8. And in 1 Timothy 6:9 and 10, to be reminded that the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some had coveted after, they wound up departing from the faith. We understand that covetousness is idolatry, Ephesians 3:5, and reminded in Ephesians 5:5. So, dear friends, God provides, and we must make certain to be content with the things that we have. This thought continues to build. One keeps God first, and He keeps us first. He is our helper, and He does provide. When one seeks first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all those things will be added. Matthew 6:33. How about a third one? A eternal truth that's relevant today. It's from 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In Ephesians 6:10, Paul writing to the Christians, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. And a sound mind or a healthy mind, well, that's based on sound words, 2 Timothy 1, verse 13. Now look closely, dear friends. Listen closely. Listen near. He is near. He is for us. He also supplies us. We see what He has not given in the fact that we see what He has not given, rather, in what He has given. He is given unto the Christian power in Christ because the Christian is in Christ. There is love that's in Christ, a sound mind in Christ. Oh, embrace that, dear friends. It cannot be any better. Power in Christ, love in Christ, sound mind in Christ. You better believe it, friends. Eternal truths that are relevant today. Have we prompted you to think on these things? Dear friends, are you sure God is for you? Is He there with you? Do you have that Spirit that He has granted unto us? The study, the knowledge of the Word of God, dear friends, can we help you toward that end? You know, we have a very special online study through the good people at World Bible School, and here is our J-Web to let you know how you can access that study.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
Dear friends, we hope that online study will be of help to you, but let me also add, if you do not have online capability, but you would love to study, we offer another study by mail. All you have to do is reach out to us at P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334, with your name and address, and just request home study. You can call us at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just simply say, home study. You can reach out to us through internationalgospelhour.com in the contact tab, same thing, name and address, and home study. And we'll send it to you by mail. Whether online or in your mailbox, we will help you with your studies of the Word of God. We are delighted to look at the things that are eternal truths, and they are still relevant today. Make them relevant in your life, friends. And I really appreciate you joining me for each and every broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. I am honored you've joined us. I am Jeff Archie, and friends, until next time, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.